Good morning and Merry Christmas. We got a wonderful Grinchy Christmas present from someone last night. Someone tried to take a cinder block and throw it through the window right behind the altar. So I would like to think, as Father Lon said, that the suddenly a great multitude of the host of heaven opened up and they decided that they needed to leave in quite a hurry. Because they left with just a small chunk of the window being missing, and no one got into the building, and nothing was taken, and nothing was violated, and they just left with a big crack in the window. So, praise God, we got that Christmas gift, but Merry Christmas. Maybe somebody's heart will go three sizes today. But whenever I think of Christmas, whenever I think about preaching of Christmas, the only thing that I can think of, and the thing that always resonates, and I preach about it every Christmas, is the verse from John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. And really, it's the only time that we regularly talk about this in the lectionary, and other times it comes up in our preaching, but this is the time that it's set aside to say, this is the day that we talk about the Incarnation. This is, after all, the feast of the Incarnation. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word of God, that which God spoke at creation, that which made creation. There was nothing which was that was not because of Him. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light because He spoke the Word, and that which was not became. Creation exists because of the Word. All that is and ever was or ever will be is because He who is I Am spoke the Word and it came into being. And that Word became one of us. Because while we were yet sinners, while we were at odds with God, while we hated Him and despised Him, and while we cried out, "Crucify Him," He sent His Son to live and die as one of us. Not as a king, not as someone who would be born and pomp and circumstance and have palaces and streets named after Him. No. As somebody who was born in a feeding trough, in a manger, who when they said, "Hey, my son's about to be born," they said, "Yeah? So?" But there's something that I want you to think about today, something that occurred to me. We were gathered at a clergy function, and a bishop was reminding us of the sacramental nature of the priesthood. This bishop, reminded us that when a priest is ordained, that priest becomes a sacrament to the church. That priest is an outward and visible sign of God's grace. That priest becomes a living witness that God pours out His grace upon the church, pours out His grace upon this man, and changes that person. He's no longer just the same guy that he was. He's now different. The Holy Spirit changes him, and now he's empowered to serve differently. He's empowered to live differently. He's empowered to minister to the congregation differently than he was before. We talk about walking into an ordination and walking out differently. And that's not just for those who are called to holy orders. Those who've been married know it's the same thing. You go in to a wedding and you come out different. You receive the sacrament of matrimony and the two become one. That's a spiritual truth. When you go in and the priest prays the blessing over you, you're changed forever. That's a sacrament. That's a sign. St. Paul talks about it as a mystery, that this represents Christ's love for the church, that he wants to be one with us. Christ has become a sacrament to the church because he, who was infinite, took on flesh. And this little baby here became an outward, visible sign of God's infinite love for us. Because this child, so humble, so meek, represented God's limitless love. Because God didn't put any conditions on it. God didn't put any terms on it. He didn't say, you know what, I will show you my love by making my son the king of the most powerful empire in the world. Or I will show you my love by making my son the ruler of all ages and making him the most powerful person here. And by making him this powerful ruler with a sword and shield. No. He made him this child with nothing but shepherds and animals and the host of heaven to proclaim him. Because the sign that he gave to us is that God's love for us is without condition. And he cares for us regardless. The sacrament of the incarnation is that God gives himself to us without condition, without terms, whether we're at our best or whether we're at our worst, whether we're kings in palaces or high-rise hotels, or whether we're shepherds on hills working with sheep in the muck and mire, wherever we are, in the highest of society or the lowest of society, God gives himself to us. And this baby in a manger, adored by shepherds and proclaimed by angels, is a sacrament that gives witness to that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.